In place of the program originally announced, the National Broadcasting Company now brings you a message from Vaino Tanner, Foreign Minister of Finland. For this special broadcast, we now take you to Helsinki.
Hello, NBC. This is Edmund Stevens in Helsinki, Finland. Today I have the honor to bring to you Finland's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Vaino Tanner. Mr. Tanner.
Hello, America.
When our war broke out, the radio public of the great American democracy wished to hear what the foreign minister of small and distant Finland had to say. On that occasion, I told you that we over here would always retain our belief in the final victory of our just cause, and that the independence and integrity of Finland would not be destroyed by the measures to which our big neighbor had resorted. I said also, this belief has been powerfully strengthened by our knowledge that the civilized world, with the American people and the government of the United States in the van, has by the many different expressions of sympathy we have received, as though given us this assurance. Your fight in the far north is not only yours, but that of countless fellow human beings all over the world. At that time, the war was raging on every front, destroying the best vital force of the nation, and air attacks on our peaceful cities were causing enormous material and cultural losses. Now, after peace has been concluded and hostilities have ceased, with our life returning to its normal channels, you have again wished to hear what the Foreign Minister of Finland has to say. While we were fighting our unequal battle, straining all our energies to the utmost, you followed our life and death struggle with keen interest. I know that your sympathies have been with the little fellow. I know too that you have admired the heroic deeds of which our soldiers have been capable. We are grateful for this sympathy, as we are for the material sacrifices which the government and people of the United States have made on Finland's behalf. We see in them proof of America's wish to help the weak, to give support to a people who, like you, love liberty above all else. We see in them a promise that even at any later time, we shall not be left to face our difficulties alone, and that the government and people of the United States will not permit the human liberty enjoyed by this nation to be reduced. As a small nation, however, our fate has been that neither the sympathies of the world nor even the material help we have received was sufficient to secure our defense against a great power with vastly superior resources. Our defense called for help in the form of manpower, which could have helped us against the enemy better than sympathy can do. Only a few thousand brave men had time to join our ranks. And although there were men ready to come to our aid, we could no longer wait for them. We were compelled to conclude peace on heavy terms. More than 15,000 of our youth have fallen in the defense of their country. Tens of thousands of their sorrowing relatives have lost, by the death of a father or a son, their breadwinners. The nation must support them, but not we alone. For those who fell fought in defense of the whole of Western civilization and liberty, and thus their sacrifice was not given for us alone. 10,000 have been wounded and become incapable of work. Men who once strode gallantly walk no more. The soldier who a while ago skimmed over the snow now drags alone on crutches. The arm which last summer threw a javelin nearly a record length now hangs mutilated. Homes where 4 months ago people lived quietly and happily are now, after almost daily air raids, blackened ruins. Countless vehicles are now engaged in transporting the essential belongings of 450,000 people from the areas which we have to surrender. For the same number of people, we have to find a livelihood, a place where they can feel at home and sheltered. You know how hard it is to leave a place you love, so hard that you can never feel the same for a new place. The only consolation for those who lost everything in the knowledge that they still belong to the same nation as the brother Finns. The government has declared in a proclamation that the care of these citizens will be one of its first and most important duties. Although the war has destroyed property worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and although under the peace treaty we give up enormous areas and land, our irreparable loss is the loss of that human material which cannot be replaced. But for those who remain, we shall try to build up a new life. We shall try by domestic works of reform and settling to win again in our reduced territory the areas we have lost. And as we trusted in the sympathy and help of the civilized world when we took up the battle for our existence, we do so again now that we embark on the reconstruction and resettlement of our country. Citizens of the United States, we feel thank you for the generosity you have shown, and from our smaller fatherland, we send you our warmest greetings and wish your great country continued success.
This is Edmund Stevens in Helsinki, Finland. You have just heard a talk by Finland's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Vaino Tanner. We now return you to the National Broadcasting Company in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Edward Stevens has told you, you have just heard Vaino Tanner, Foreign Minister of Finland, who spoke from Helsinki. He was heard in the United States via RCA Communications. We take you now to Boston.
From the WBZ studios in Boston comes music in the manner of Rakov and the orchestra right now, from Very Warm for May, All the Things You Are.